In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Amen. Four years ago, when I served as preacher and celebrant here at the seminary for the first communion service of the academic year, the date was 9/11/01, a day that we all remember. The terrorist attacks had taken place just before our chapel service, so I needed to make some major revisions to my homily for the day, because all of us needed to hear the Word of God and receive the Holy Sacrament on that terrible, terrible day. 4 years later, we are involved in the aftermath of a natural disaster called Hurricane Katrina, a disaster with far-reaching consequences that will go on and on, just like 9/11. Some news videos have showed people standing on rooftops holding up signs saying, "Help." Other news interviews show people saying that they need assistance, financial assistance, material goods, water, diapers, things like that. There are people calling for help, people who are needing rescue. And of course, America has responded with all kinds of gifts and finances, material help. Even people from our seminary have traveled down to the Gulf Coast states to provide assistance. But this seminary, as it begins another year, is here to teach people to proclaim our greatest need. And that need is for the mercy of God freely given in Jesus Christ, crucified and risen for us. The parable that we heard read just before is a parable that demonstrates the mercy of God. At first, it may sound very terse and very difficult, but it really is a parable about God's mercy. The parable was prompted by Peter's question when he said, "Lord, how often must I forgive my brother when he sins against me?" And he threw out a number, up to 7 times. And of course, the Lord's response was, well, not just 7 times, but 70 times 7, or you have to forgive him an unlimited number of times. That's what mercy is all about. Unlimited forgiveness. But this, of course, is a question that should never have been asked from one of Jesus' disciples, because it shows a lack of faith, a lack of understanding, a lack of failing to comprehend the gospel and what it was all about. For our Lord had just finished teaching his disciples about the joy in heaven over one lost sheep that has been found. He had instructed them about how to care for and reach out to one who had offended and was failing to respond in Matthew 18. And then, when Peter comes up with this question about how many times to forgive, the Lord responds with this parable about the mercy of God, a parable often referred to as the unmerciful servant. And we wonder, how could a servant who had been forgiven so much to turn around and then be so unforgiving toward a fellow servant? How could he do something like that? And then the law of God stands directly before us. And we have to ask ourselves a question. Am I that unforgiving servant? Have I failed to forgive others as freely as the Lord has forgiven me? Is this a mirror image of myself? Today, we stood before God and we confessed our sins. We admitted before God that we have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. And like all other people, we had sinned against God in thought, word, and deed. And we prayed, Lord, have mercy upon us. And in the holy absolution, we heard those beautiful words of forgiveness. I, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Your sins are forgiven. And in the Holy Sacrament, we receive the assurance of that forgiveness in the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. That gives us strength for newness of life. Because once again, the mercy of God comes to our rescue. He comes to us in word and sacrament, forgiving our sin and strengthening our lives, giving us the peace and comfort that we need, as well as the strength and the power for our ongoing life as the people of God, so that as forgiven people, we also can be people that forgive from the heart, as our Lord Jesus Christ says. So, this parable on the mercy of God reminds us, as God's people, you are forgiven. So go in peace and serve the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.